Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every bird, form and answer. Jesus gave the key. Oh, the world is hungry for the living bread. Oh, Lord, lift up the Savior for men to see. And he said,
to Glory United Ministries. This is Dr. Gregory Scott. Another Wednesday evening of glorious music, song, and preaching with Pastor Patricia Benjamin. We're going to let you hear the William Brothers singing A Living Testimony. And after that, Pastor Benjamin will say, will preach a sermon as God directs her.
Thank the Lord for being alive here tonight. I'm
God. Go on and testify.
I've seen miracle after miracle.
Well,
before in my life, you kept having mercy on me. I'm believing today to be alive.
Well, what I'm facing,
yeah, I couldn't see.
So long I kept your angel
and kept around me.
Yes, I'm still alive, and that's a story I can tell you. Last year this time, friends, I was hospitalized and couldn't even move, couldn't walk one step, and I'm still alive. It gives me great pleasure at this time to introduce to some and to present to others Pastor Patricia Benjamin.
Amen. Truly, this is the day that the Lord, he hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. How about you? Are you glad for Jesus today? Do you thank God for Jesus and thank Jesus for his blood? Do we thank Jesus for life, health, and strength? Do we thank him for a portion, a reasonable portion of health? Do we thank him for the activities of our limbs? I am a living testimony. I could have been dead and gone, but the Lord, he let me live on. I thank him that I am still alive. I've received miracle after miracle. How about you when you woke up this morning, clothed in your right mind? That was a miracle. Oh, because God did not have to allow you to be in your right mind, because the devil, that old wicked devil, is always after the children of God, the people of God. He will afflict us any way that he can. He will want to afflict us first with our mind, and then he wants to attack us in our body. He wants us to yield our members to him, our members being our organs in our body. The Bible refer to your organs in your body as your members. So he attacks your members. Maybe you've never heard it like that before, but he attacks your fingers, your toes, your nose. He attacks your kidneys. He attacks your heart. He attacks your liver. He attacks your bladder. Those are your members in your body. He'll attack your limbs. Those are your members. He'll attack your eyes so that you can't see. Those are your members. but I'm a living testimony. How about you? I thank the Lord that I'm still alive. I thank him tonight because to me, he is so wonderful. The Lord is high above the heavens. Let us exalt him one another. Oh, bless his name. Come on and magnify the Lord with me. Oh, lift him up for men to see. Oh, he said, if I be lifted from the earth, are you lifting him from the earth so that he can draw all men unto him? Lift the Savior up tonight. Oh, you can do that. All you have to do is open your mouth and say, Jesus is the answer for this world today. Above him, there is no other, because Jesus is the way. Yes, we have COVID-19. I like to call it 19. But we have the virus running rampant. There are hot spots. But I still recommend Jesus is the answer for the world. Don't you know if you die, it's better to die in Christ than to die out of the ark of safety? You want to die when you die in the arms of Jesus. You want to know without a shadow of a doubt, I'm not with all this deathbed confession. God, I have to help me with that. I just am not one of those who believe that you can live any way you want to, and those of us have to make the sacrifice to denounce the devil and to bring our members under subjection so that we can live a holy and separated life from sin, and you can live like the devil all the time and then get to your dying hour and say, Lord, remember me, and then the preacher get up and say, oh, he accepted Christ before he died. But my question is, did Christ accept him? You're not going to like me tonight. I want to know, did Christ accept her in her dying hour? Or because he said, you know, you need to call upon me while I am near, because there's no guarantee I'm going to answer you from the deathbed. Oh, we say that in church to make who feel good? The people, because the dead man can't hear you. Neither can the dead woman hear you. But we say that to make it look like this person really loved the Lord, this person really worked for the Lord, this person went around lifting up the name of Jesus for others to be saved. We need to stop that. Call a spade a spade. No, he didn't live his life for Christ. And maybe at the end, God did accept him. Maybe he did apologize to God. Maybe she did apologize to God. But the Lord said, I know your works, you're neither hot nor cold. So what's going to happen with that? You're lukewarm. So where's your crown? What kind of crown do you have? Have you earned your crown? Oh, I'm a living testimony. I thank the Lord that I'm still alive. I give honor to God tonight. And I thank God for Jesus. I'm glad to be in the land of the living, but I'd like to reach out tonight to my sister Jackie. God bless her. God bless her to have her 70th birthday on last Friday, the 11th of September, and I flew in on that Friday to Hollywood, well, of course, to Charleston, and my niece picked me up and brought me here to Hollywood, to my sister's house, to surprise her, and I'm still here in the city of Hollywood, South Carolina. I'm on Salters Hill Road. I won't give out her address, but I'm on Salters Hill Road, and I am blessing God for the benefit of being here with my sister. I've been through a traumatic experience myself, but I've just been resting at my bed that she put me in. I rest so well in this bed. I rested so well until I woke up and found that I was upside down in the bed. And I said, how did I get like this? Oh, bless his name. I just have enjoyed being here with my sister since last Friday. I hate to journey back and leave her. I leave on Friday morning going back to the appointed place, which is Delaware, where I am loved and missed. My pastor said she wished I'd have been there on Sunday, but it's all good. I'm trying to be there in the house of the Lord on this coming Sunday, if the Lord saith the same and delay his coming. It is a pleasure to be in the city of Hollywood, South Carolina. Oh, bless me. Come on, come on. Give a shout out for South Carolina. I'm telling you, South Carolina have been with me for 8 years. Oh, my God, today. I don't think there's ever been a service that Glory United Ministry had that there wasn't one call, that there was not one call from someone from South Carolina, whether they was calling from North Charleston, Apostle Gertie Ford, who has been on several times and brought the message, or whether it was my dear friend, Sister Tara Scott, who's passed on, or Sister Lila Bourne, Sister, we just lost a member, Sister Elizabeth Peasy, whose funeral was last Saturday. She was faithful in getting on with us on Block Talk Radio. I'm just naming some of them that have gone on into eternal rest, Brother Larry Grampus, and all of them would be on. So South Carolina have supported Glory United Ministry ever since we started going on the air. And I just bless God for my sister, who is the advocate. And there are others from other states that listen. But South Carolina gets my vote because they're always with us. And I'd like to give a shout out tonight to my church mother, Mother Janie, who's always with us. I adopted her as my church mother, so I hope she's on to hear the accolades on tonight. It's just good to be with you. Not going to wear you out tonight. I see the clock is moving on, but I get excited. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. And it's oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Cause he first loved me. And you're obligated to love him back because he first loved you. He has made a great sacrifice that you don't have to spend eternity in a hell burning fire. But if you choose ye this day who you're going to serve, if you choose life, you choose Jesus Christ. If you choose not life, you choose the devil. Why don't you get smart and choose life on tonight? Choose Jesus Christ, the one and only. He's the only one that's able to give you life and life more abundantly. Aren't you glad tonight about Jesus? Oh, Dr. Scott, you know what happens. I get excited just thinking about Jesus, something about the name Jesus. He is the sweetest name I know. Oh, how I love the name Jesus. It is the sweetest name I know. Don't wait till you get on your dying bed. When you have no life left, how are you going to serve him in the grave? For the Bible that I read declares that in the book of Proverbs, there ain't no life in the grave. Your life is over for that moment until the judgment. So why you want to wait until God has given you the moon, the sun, the stars, the rain, the water, everything, the snow. Well, some people get snow. He's given you everything. He's given you mountains. He's given you hills. He's given you food. He's given you shelter. And you want to wait until you got 10 minutes left to accept him. Now, listen, let me tell you something. The man on the cross, see, I have to teach the truth because I don't want your soul to be lost. I don't want to see you in hell. Now, I'm not going there, so I won't see you there if you go. But I'm just saying this, a figuration of speech. I don't want to see you live like this and you end up in a hell. But let me just say this to you. The thief that was on the cross with Jesus, he was between two thieves. The one was too stout-hearted, and too hateful, too selfish all into himself. I think he thought he was God. I don't know what his problem was. But he knew that once Jesus died, you know, it would be finished. But he didn't have sense enough to ask for forgiveness. Now, the other one, on the other hand, recognized that this is the Christ. This is the Son of the living God who is hanging here, just like the scripture said, that there would be a crown of thorns upon his head. There would be nails in his hands, nails in his feet. This is the Christ. I'm going to ask him to remember me. No, I didn't. I was stealing. I went against the commandments of God. But you said that you are able to forgive me for my sins. So even if I die, I want to ask you to remember me. Because he realized hell is real. The old man said hell is deep and hell is wide. I don't know why God is on a hell kick tonight. Don't have any bottom in it. Don't have any side. It's the bottomless pit. You don't want to go to hell. Please, people of God, stop playing church and get real with God, because God is real with you. But he said to Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Remember me. He acknowledged Jesus on the cross. And Jesus said, this day will thou be with me in paradise, because he repented of his wrong doing. But the other fellow, on the other hand, felt like he was too good for that. I ain't got time for that. I ain't worried about it. I ain't no hell. That's what you say. Oh, it ain't no hell. God ain't going to put anybody in hell. No, he will not put anybody in hell, but you can put yourself in hell. It's waiting for you if you choose to go that way. God, I don't know why this is not my message tonight. Usually I'm a happy message, but for whatever reason, God wants us to know that we have a choice to live right. If you live right, heaven belongs to you. So we need to practice on living right tonight. Yes, will we err along the way? God knows I'm guilty of that. I have erred so many times, as I've said to a drug addict got saved off of this statement and came off of drugs because I was on such a pedestal to her. Wow, I ain't like Patty. That's my name that they call me. I'm not like Patty. I ain't living safe. I mess up. I do drugs. I do this and I do that. And I ain't like Patty. I can't get up there. I can't go to church like Patty, because I'm not right. And she came to church and I had to speak. I was evangelist at that time. And God said to me to speak these words. And I said, listen, I have not always been saved since I've been saved. I fell off the wagon but I didn't lay there and wallow in my sin. I got up and did just like the thief. Lord, remember me. God, have mercy on me. Forgive me. And I got back in the race. And then I got in the race and I ran and I ran and I ran and I ran. And then came another stumbling block and I fell again. And I had to go back and say, it's me again. God, I have a problem here that I can't solve. God, it's me again. Because I confess my sin, the scripture said he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin. And I said, Lord, help me. I'm out here again. And then I got back in the race and I began to run for my life. And I began to run and run and run and run and run as if I was going to run out. But I kept on running and there came another stumbling block. And I stopped to pick the daisies. And I fell again. But I went back and I said, God, what are you going to do with me? I can't seem to maintain. I run well, and then I fall off. He said, I have my hand stretched out. If I have to reach way down, I will pick you up. Because I refuse to let the devil destroy you. Because if he destroy you, then I'm a liar. I said, I declared that you would preach my gospel, not the devil. So if you fall off, I'll pick you back up. But I got to get you stable enough so that when those snares come and the roadblocks come and the traps are set for you, that you'll be able to rise up above the traps that set along the way for you to fall. But I am your father. I'm your loving God, and I will pick you up to preach that gospel for me. Because there's others out there like you that run but fall. They run but they fall. They run but they fall. But I'm going to have you to tell them that they can get back up in me. Because I will raise them up. Once they reach up, I'll pick them up. My God, today, that's a sermon by itself. When you reach up, when you fall, God said, I'll pick you up to where I am. Oh, bless his name. I'm a living testimony. I'm still talking about. I'm a living testimony. I thank the Lord that I'm still alive. Oh, I bless God for Jesus. It always is not about walking, talking, but it's about getting back in the place with God where you need to be. Get back in the place. Get in the place with God where you need to be. Don't fall down and stay out there. Get back up. Let God bless you the more. Because now you're able to help somebody else who don't think that they can make it. You're able to help somebody else. That young lady said, I give my life to God tonight. Because if Patty could fall, then I know and get up, I know God can help me. That young lady came off crack cocaine that night and dedicated her life to the Lord and became an advocate. She went back and told all her druggies, I'm not doing drugs anymore. They said, well, what you going to do? She said, I'm drinking water. And they thought she had lost her mind. So one person said, what you mean you drinking water? She said, because Evangelist Patty blessed my water and told me to drink. And every time I wanted to do drugs, the urge, the enemy would bring the drug back to me to go get high. I was to sip on my water. And every time I sip, God would strengthen me to be the overcomer over that demon of drug abuse. And the young lady became beautifully saved and worked in the church. Oh, bless his name. I haven't talked to her in a very long time. I don't know what she's doing now, but she just may hear this broadcast one day, and she'll know it's her, but I didn't call her name. I hope she's staying in the race. I hope she's able to tell somebody I'm a living testimony. And my living testimony is God saved me. He sanctified me. He filled me with the Holy Ghost, brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light. He didn't just do it for David. He did it for me. He didn't just do it for David. He did it for you. He'll bring you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Come on and tell the Lord, thank you. I'm excited about Jesus. Hey, God, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. I feel Jesus in this place. God, I thank you. Hey, God, I bless your name. Ah, bless your name, Jesus. Ah, Lord, wash me, and I shall be clean. That's what we're going to say on tonight. Lord, for every time I fell, you can fall by thinking evil. Let me fix it. It ain't always you fail with sex. It ain't always that you fail with drugs. But the very thoughts that I have towards my sister, and I'm not talking about my natural sister, I'm talking about my sister in Christ, my neighbor. Jesus said, love your neighbor like you love yourself. That don't mean the person that lived next door to you, but you can see someone in the store and love them as yourself. Bible told us to be careful how you entertain strangers, for some have entertained angels unaware. God is watching us. We got to get it right. Yes, we got to love one another. My thoughts about you got to be good. You can sit up and think mean and malicious things about folk, and it could be your natural sister. It could be your natural brother. It could be your spiritual brother and sister. It could even be the preacher. Don't you all know that we preachers are human? Yes, we've been chosen to carry the gospel. But the devil don't like us. If he can get all the preachers to fall, then he figured y'all is lost, because you're not going to pick up the Bible on your own and read it, but you will listen to what the preacher say is in the Bible. So if he can get us to mess up, he'll feel like he's beat God. But I tell you, God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. Dr. Scott, can I hear John P. Key? And after that, I'm going to read the scripture, and we'll close out for the night unless someone pushes the one that want a special prayer. If not, we will shut it down. Oh, bless his name. Thank you,
Are
Dr.
you ready?
Scott.
Now, without further ado, I introduce you to my doctor, the Reverend John P. Key, and the New Life Community Choir. I'm
Block Talk Radio with John Preaching. Wash me, Lord. Oh, Lord, wash me. I tell you, anoint me and appoint me and use me for your service. And that's our cry on tonight. Anoint us, God. Appoint us and use us. No, not all of us are going to preach from the pulpit. Let me make that clear. But we have ministers out here that you see at the grocery store passing out pamphlets. We have ministers out here. All of these people, all of us, are ministers for Jesus Christ. You're a witness when you say God is good. You are witnessing to someone of the goodness of Jesus. He is an awesome God. He is a good God. God is good, and he's worthy. That's what the scripture said in Psalm. It said he's worthy to be praised. I told y'all before, I do not like that term when people say God is good, and all the time, God is good. You lose it too loosely. It has no significance with it. But when you say God is good and he's worthy, see that distinction right there make a big difference. He's worthy to be praised. You can say God is good and all the time, God is good. It's just a cliche. It's just something you learn to say. But when you work that scripture about God is good and he's worthy to be praised. My nephew, my great nephew, God bless his heart, he asked a question to his nana on yesterday, and I knew the enemy was trying to trip me up. Then I heard God say, don't you open your mouth. Don't you open your mouth. And so as we're riding along, he said, Nana, do you believe that God gave us COVID-19? You think God did that, Nana? She said, no. I don't believe it. Well, then how come if God loved us so, God kept, how come God allowed the COVID-19 and stuff to happen? And so my nana, the Lord told me, don't you get in this, you stay out of this. You just keep your mouth shut. So I did. I sat over there like a mummy. I kept my mouth shut. So my sister answered her grandson perfectly. She said, why don't you ask God? And God laughed, and so did I. And then he said, yeah, but Nana, see, the enemy will look to pick a fight, and he don't care if he used the children. It don't make him any difference. So he came back at her again. And she said, ask God, I told you. Don't ask me. Ask God. He know what he doing. You ask God. And God chuckled. And I smiled to myself, and I said to God, I said, and she answered it well. Scripture said, if you need wisdom, ask God. Those who need knowledge need to get their knowledge from God, but God is the one who gives you wisdom. So if you have a question about COVID-19, if you have a question about why did my aunt get dementia, or why does my mother have dementia, why do my husband have a heart condition, why am I sick all the time, ask God. He's the one that can answer your question. I didn't say a word. I didn't mess with it because God told me to leave it alone. When I told my pastor where I am a member, because a pastor needs a pastor, someone that can pray for them as well, and someone that they can talk to when they're burdened and heavy. I'm a pastor that I can pastor, and she pastors me, and I pastor her. And I told her of the conversation. She said, your sister answered it well. I said, yes, she did. God was pleased with her answer. Oh, bless his name. Let's go to the scriptures quickly. My time is drawing nigh. Thank you all for being aboard with Glory United Ministries. every Wednesday, if possible, if the Lord say the same. I travel a lot, so thank God for Blog Talk. Anywhere I am, I'm able to be on the air. As long as there's a computer and a phone, I can be on Blog Talk Radio, bringing the word of God. Remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth. I'm reading from Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter of Ecclesiastes. Remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth. I think it kind of, just let me go ahead on. While the evil days come not. See, as children, we don't deal with the evil days because we're not aware of the evil days. The enemy wanted to use my great nephew, but my sister ignored him with the right word. My sister, this is what God showed me as I prayed about it. The woman in the Bible whose son was messed up, and they brought the boy and they said, "What happened? Who sinned? Why is he like this?" And the mother said, "Ask him. He's of age. He can speak for himself. Ask him." So my sister did the exact same thing. Why are you asking me? Ask God. You got a mouth? God will talk back to you if you talk to him. But you see, when you're a child, when you're in your youth, you don't know of the evil days like we old folk have experienced. So it says, remember now. Now, remember, now is the time for you. Remember the Creator. Not when you're on your deathbed. Remember now thy Creator in the days of your youth. While the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh when thou shalt say, listen to this, I have no pleasure in them. Come on now. Somebody might have thought, well, why is she saying that God didn't save them on their deathbed? Why would she say that? But the word of God in Ecclesiastes, thank you, God, you told me to read this. And when I read it earlier, none of this was open to me. He just gave me the revelation knowledge just as I'm reading. I told you all that I do mean. Remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth. Oh, he'll save you at 80. Yes, he will. But how much work can you get done for him at 80? Your limbs is no good. Your hip is shot. You can't walk. You're on a walker. You're on a cane. Your eyesight gone, you got glasses on and can't see that well. How are you really able to be effective in your work for the Lord? You need to be giving God all the glory while you're young, while he can get some work out of you. The young people are not sleeping 8 o'clock at night. Most old folk is sitting in a chair somewhere asleep. But a young person can be witnessing because they're awake. Oh, bless his name. So I go back to Ecclesiastes 12:1. It says, remember now is the time. So if you're 80 and you still have the activity of your limbs, you can see, you can hear, you can talk, you can walk, you better try to remember him now. Now. Now is the time to remember thy creator. In the days of your youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Verse number 2, while the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. This is some heavy stuff here in Ecclesiastes. In the days when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders' teeth because they are few. And those that look out of the window be darkened, and the doors shut shall be shut in the streets when the sound of the grinding is low. And he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of Musick shall be brought low. Also, when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fears shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden. Oh my God, the grasshopper's going to be a burden. And desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. I just have a little more to read. Or even the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. You can't get no water if that wheel is broken at the cistern. That cistern holds the water for you. And if all of that be broken, you need to remember your Creator now, while it is not darkened, while the sun is still shining, while the moon's still giving light, while the stars are still shining. You need to be mindful of who God is while you're in your youth. And if you're on here tonight, and I don't care if you're 50 to 80, from 80 to 900, you better remember your Creator now, while you have a chance, while the evil day has not hit you. Remember God now. And if the evil day has hit you, cry out, "The Son of David, have mercy." Like blind Bartimaeus, he was in his dark day, but he heard Jesus was passing by. He couldn't see Jesus, but he knew from the crowd that it was Jesus in the midst of the people. And he cried out, and they told him, "Shut up. You're a blind man. Shut your mouth. You got no right in this." He was in his dark and evil day, had hit him. But blind Bartimaeus said, "Jesus is the light of the world. And if I can just call on the light, I'll be able to see." Blind Bartimaeus, they said, "Bartimaeus, cry them on, Jesus." Jesus stopped and said, "What do you want, boy?" He said, "That I might see, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus made that man darkness flee. He was able to see. You got to remember God when your dark days come. You got to cry out to Jesus. Yes, we go to the doctor. I go to the doctor. But I don't go to the doctor without crying out, "Lord, help me. What is this that's going on in my members? What is wrong with my body, God? Help me, Jesus." And then when I go to the doctor, well, they got a little something that can help me. And I tell the Lord, "Thank you. Oh, bless his name." Come on, because Jesus believed in medicine. He had Peter, was the great physician. And he asked, "Is there no balm? These folks sitting up here with all these sores and stuff all over." He said, "Well, where's the medicine? Ain't no balm here, no ointment. Ain't no balm in Gilead." "Well, yeah, well, take the balm and put it on whatever's ailing you and get it fixed. Don't sit here looking like this. There's help for you. I made it possible. I gave you scientists who know how to mix this with that and come up with this to help you." Just like he's going to give them the ability to find something for this 19, but not until God has done what he's going to do. Because some of you have been blessed because of the COVID 19. Let's read on. I lost my place here. That's why I need a reader. Well, we broke the cistern. That's where we were. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Verse number 7. "Then shall the dust return to the earth, as it was. And the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Vanity of vanities, said the preacher. All is vanity. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Look out. Yay. He gave good heed and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words. See, that's our job. Acceptable words. And that which was written was upright, even words of truth. We've got to speak the word of truth. Oh, God, look here. The words of the wise are as goals. As gods, G-O-A-D-S, gods, and as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. I'm almost done. And further, by these, my son, admonished of making many books, there is no end. And much study is a witness of the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of men or man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And the word of the Lord is blessed and sharper than any two-edged sword. May the Lord God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And the people of God say amen. I have read Ecclesiastes in its entirety. You read it for yourself. E-C-C-L-E-S-I-S-T-E-S. Ecclesiastes. God bless you until next week. Dr. Scott, is there one who have pushed the one? If not, we are going to close out our service on tonight. We're getting ready. This is September, the month of September. Dr. Scott, I need to make my announcement. We did not have our anniversary service last year because I truly was going through a lot with the death of my mother, the illness of my husband. I just did not get my anniversary service together, but I heard the Lord speak to me today. He says, get your anniversary service together. I'm probably going to do three nights. I'm not going to do five or seven or eight. I will probably do three nights, and I believe this time I'm going to start on a Sunday night and do Monday night and then do a regular Wednesday night. But that will not come off until October. We will be in our eighth year anniversary service. And eight is the number of new beginnings. So we thank God for that. Dr. Scott, are you with me? Are you on the line? Do we have anyone that have pushed the one?
No, we have no one that's pushed the one.
Well, we thank God for Jesus on tonight. Father God, pardon me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for everyone that's on the call tonight. We thank you for those who may listen in the archives after this program go off. At any given time that they want to listen, they can go online with their computers and listen to this message in its entirety and any other message that Glory United Ministry have put forward. God, I thank you for them having ears to hear, eyes to see, legs to walk, and a voice to talk. God, please do not let this sermon fall on deaf ears. God, I bless your name. Every family that's represented on this line, I ask that you would heal, deliver, and set free. God, give money to them. Put money in the fish's mouth. Now, God, give them a fish because they need money that's listening on this line. God, you promised never to leave us nor to forsake us. You told us that if we would ask, that you would give. And God, on tonight, I'm asking that you allow healing to come, that you allow finances to come, that you allow the job to come through, God. Those that's been waiting for this job, there's somebody that's been waiting for this particular position for quite some time, and it doesn't look like it's going to happen. God said, just hold on. I'm putting the crooked places straight. I'm making it all right for you. Thank you, God. I grab that even for myself. Oh, bless his name. God, we bless you. We glorify, we magnify your name on tonight. And a special blessing for my church mother, Mother Janie, on tonight. I believe she prays for this ministry, and I bless her for it. In the name of Jesus, have thine own way, God. Have thine own way. Dr. Scott, I am done.